Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast, Season 3. You can find this podcast on various platforms, including YouTube at Inspirations by God Ministry. Please download, subscribe, like, comment, and share.
And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture. Coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, I just want to thank you for another day, Father God. Thank you for another day, Father God, that we get to see the sunshine, Father God. Thank you for another day, Father God, that we get to come to you, Father God, and pray to you. Thank you for another day that we get to come to you to praise your holy name, to worship you, Father God. Thank you for another day, Father God, that we can receive more of your grace, more of your love, more of your mercies, more of your compassion, more of your comfort, more of your blessings, more of your miracles, Father God. So thank you for another day, Father God. Another day we get to love on our families, Father God. Another day that we get to love on our children, Father God. In the name of Jesus, another day we get to make an impact in someone else's life. Another day we can have the ability to encourage someone else. Another day that we have the ability to be able to uplift someone else. Another day that we have the ability to be able to inspire and motivate someone else. Another day that we could come and pray to you on behalf of someone else. Father God, I just want to say thank you, Father God. Father God, life is not easy, and a lot of people are going through trying times on today. And a lot of people, Father God, are very discouraged, Father God. A lot of people feel like they're in the dumps, Father God. And it's not that they want to be in the dumps. It's not that they're not working hard. It's not that they're not trying, Father God. But just circumstances and situations just keep coming. And just sometimes it feels like we're being claustrophobic, Father God. It feels like we're being suffocated with the world's problems, Father God. We're being suffocated, Father God, with not having enough money to pay our bills. We're being suffocated not having enough money to be able to go to the doctors or to pay our co-payments or to pick up our medication, Father God. Sometimes people are being suffocated with not having enough money just to buy food, Father God. Something that is extremely essential. Not being able to buy Pampers for their children, Father God. Having the problems of buying formula, Father God. Everyone is not eligible for WIC. Everyone is not eligible for EBT assistance, Father God. But Lord God, I truly believe your word on today. And not just today. I honestly really believe your word. Regardless of how difficult it may get, even in my own personal life, Father God. Regardless of what I don't have. No, it's not easy when we're going through, Father God. Yes, it's painful. Yes, it can be hurtful. But Father God, I truly take comfort in your word because I truly stand on your word. I truly stand on your promises, Father God. One of my favorite scriptures when it says, my God shall supply all of our need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Lord God, Christ has it all, Father God. The fullness is in Christ, Father God. And because the fullness is in Christ, Father God, and we are in Christ, Father God, we have the fullness, Father God. So we shouldn't be living in lack, Father God. Teach us, Father God, how to apply the word of God to our lives. Help us to apply the word of God correctly to our situations, Father God. Help us to truly get in your word, not just when we're going through something, Father God. Not just when we need something from you, Father God, but help us to get into the word of God on a consistent basis, that our minds may be renewed, that our hearts may be transformed, and that when we are going through different things, Father God, that we'll know how to go to your word and hold on, Father God. We won't be so easily frazzled, Father God. We won't be so easily shaken, Father God. We won't be so easily to rock, Father God, but we'll be able to be anchored and steadfast in you, Father God. So, Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, to give us the strength to learn, Father God, how to apply your word effectively into our lives and into our situations. Father God, I pray and ask you right now, Lord God, that you will make a way as someone is trying to learn how to pray to you, as someone is trying to learn how to have faith, as someone is trying to learn how to stand on your word and learning how to apply your word effectively into their lives. I pray even in the midst of them trying, God, that you will step in for them, Father God. I pray that you will step in and give them whatever it is that they need, Father God, especially their essentials, Father God, like a home, Father God, a roof over their head, food to eat, Father God. Father God, someone is living in condemned conditions, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will take them out of that situation, Father God. Lord God, you have so much more for us, Father God, but we have to tap into it, Lord God. Teach us how to tap into the fullness of Jesus Christ, Father God, that we will receive every good thing that you have for us, that we will receive total healing, Father God, in our bodies, Father God, that we will no longer be in lack or insufficiency, Father God, because we have all sufficiency in you, Father God. So help us to tap into that grace. Help us to tap into that power. Help us to tap into that anointing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we may have a life-changing experience, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, to give strength to those who are weak on today. Somebody may be weak in one area of their lives, and someone else may be weak in a different area, Father God. We all have weaknesses, Father God. None of us are strong in every aspect of our lives, Father God. But Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, that you will make every aspect in our lives stronger, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, strengthen every weakest chain in our lives, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, someone just needs strength on today just to be able to get out of bed. Someone needs strength on today just to be able to turn over in the bed. Someone just needs strength to be able to walk and walk to the bathroom, walk to their kitchen, walk to their living room, walk downstairs, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Someone needs strength to be able to do their laundry, Father God. Someone needs strength just to be able to take care of their bare necessities, Father God, like getting in the shower, brushing their teeth, cleaning their homes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Someone needs strength because they're at dialysis, Father God. Someone needs you to strengthen them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Someone needs you to cover them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Someone needs you to lift them up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Look down upon every patient, Father God, that has to take dialysis, Father God. Look down upon that process, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Look down upon that person's mind frame, Father God. Touch their minds, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen their minds, Father God, as they have to go through this process. But I speak healing into that person's life right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you will give strength to every cancer patient, Father God, whether it's a baby, whether it's a teenager, whether it's a young adult, whether it's a middle-aged adult or an older adult, Father God. Lord God, I pray for everyone who has to go through chemotherapy. I pray for everyone who has to go through immunotherapy. I pray for everyone who has to go through radiation, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for their strength, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for their minds, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for their stomachs, Father God. In the name of Jesus, give them the ability to be able to eat on today. Give them the ability not to vomit on today. Give them the ability not to feel nauseous on today. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray and ask you, Lord God, to look down upon them, oh God. I pray and ask you, Father God, look down upon someone who has to have surgery to try to remove their tumor, Father God. In the name of Jesus, allow the doctors, Father God, to get it all, Father God. And don't allow it to come back, Father God. And don't allow it, Father God, to come back in any other part of their bodies, Father God. In the name name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for everyone that's in remission, Father God, that they will stay in remission, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray for everyone with lupus, oh God. I pray for everyone with leukemia, Father God. I pray for those with Lou Gehrig's disease, Father God. I pray for those with cerebral palsy, Father God. I pray for those with multiple sclerosis on today. I pray for those with thyroid disease, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you know every disease. You know every syndrome, Father God. You know every rare sickness, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. You know what everyone is going through, Father God. Someone has diabetes. Someone has hypertension. Someone has congestive heart failure. Someone has diverticulitis, Father God. In the name of Jesus, someone has fibromyalgia, Father God. Someone, Father God, in the name of Jesus, has IBSD, Father God, or IBSC, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, someone has chronic pain. Someone has acute asthma, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, someone has sinusitis, Father God. In the name of Jesus, someone has severe allergies, Father God. Someone, Father God, have liver damage, Father God. In the name of Jesus, someone has lung damage, Father God. Someone has COPD. Someone has emphysema, Father God. Someone has Baker's cyst. Someone has plantar fasciitis, Father God. Someone is dealing with migraines on today. Someone is dealing with headaches on today. Someone is dealing with all forms of arthritis on today. Someone is dealing with bursitis on today. In the name of Jesus, someone is dealing with spinal stenosis. Someone is dealing with scoliosis, Father God. Someone is dealing with nerve damage, Father God. Someone is dealing with clogged arteries, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, someone is dealing with back issues, Father God, and neck issues, and scapular issues, Father God, and shoulder issues, and hand issues, Father God, and tennis elbows issue, and carpal tunnel, Father God. Someone, Father God, in the name of Jesus, dealing with a rotator cuff injury, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, someone is dealing with a cervical issue, Father God, a lower back issue, Father God. Someone is dealing with a sciatica issue, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, someone is dealing with myocarditis, Father God. In the name of Jesus, someone is dealing with aphasia, oh God. In the name of Jesus, someone is dealing with aphantasia, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, someone, Father God, have nuclear problems, Father God. In the name of Jesus, someone is dealing with mental health issues, Father God. In the name of Jesus, someone is dealing with emotional issues, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, regardless of what we are dealing with, Father God, regardless of what we are going through, Father God, regardless of what we don't have, Father God, regardless of what we are in need of, Father God, you have it all, Father God. You have it all, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you have all that we need from you, Father God. Help us to tap into and receive everything that we need from you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, help us to tap into the fullness of you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, allow us to be like the woman with the issue of blood. If she could just touch Jesus' clothing, Father God, help us just to touch the throne of grace, Father God. We know we can't physically touch Jesus' garment, Father God. We can't physically touch the hem of his garment, Father God, but we can touch the throne of grace with our prayers. We can touch the mercy seat of God with our worship, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, to transform us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be the people that you have called and chosen for us to be on today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that you will take us higher in you, my God. I pray that you will take us deeper in you, my God. I pray that you will deliver all those, Father God, that's on drugs on today. Deliver every alcoholic. Deliver those who are addicted to gambling, Father God. Deliver those who are addicted to pornography, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, some people have some very rare addictions, Father God, but it's still an addiction. It may be an addiction to social media, Father God. It may be an addiction to our phones, Father God. It may be an addiction to our TV, Father God, to Netflix, Father God, to Hulu, Father God, to YouTube, Father God, to Snapchat, Father God. Father God, whatever it is that we are addicted to, Father God, I pray that you would deliver us from that addiction. We may be addicted, Father God, to complaining, Father God. We may be addicted, Father God, to murmuring, Father God. We may be addicted to gossiping about other people, Father God. We may be addicted to being a busybody, Father God, going to and fro in everyone's business, oh God, being talebearers, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. But I pray and ask you, Father God, that you will break every stronghold off of our lives, Father God. I pray that you will break every chain off of our lives today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to become addicted to you, Lord God. Help us to become addicted to your word, Father God. Help us to become addicted to your will and to your way, Father God. Help us to become addicted, Father God, to the assignment that you have given unto us, Father God. Help us to become addicted to the mission that you have given unto us, Father God. Help us to become addicted to running the race that you have set before us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, help us to become addicted to all things you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, someone is addicted to reading nasty books, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Someone is addicted to watching stuff on TV, Father God, that's truly demonic, Father God. I pray for deliverance for them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray for deliverance, Father God, for some of these children, Father God, for some of these games that they watch and some of these games that they play, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray that you would deliver us from being self-absorbed, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray that you would deliver us, Father God, from having anxiety, Father God. Deliver us from having depression, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I pray and ask you, Father God, to look down upon everyone, Father God, who has low self-esteem, oh God, on today. I pray that you give them high self-esteem, Father God, but don't just give them confidence in themselves, my God, but give them godliness. Father God, we need to have confidence in you, Father God. We need that kind of confidence, Father God. Confidence that can only come from you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. God of this, Lord God. I thank you for it, Father God. I thank you for that kind of confidence. That confidence that has nothing to do with us, Father God. It's nothing that we did. It's not that we're so good or we're so special. But we have confidence, Father God, because our confidence is in you, God. We have God. Oh, God, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for that kind of confidence, Father God. I have not always had that type of confidence, but it takes having a relationship with you, Lord God, to be able to have God of this, Lord God. And I thank you on today, Father God. And I pray, Father God, for everyone who does not have a personal relationship with you, Father God. I pray that they will repent of their sins, Father God. I pray that they will turn around, Father God. I pray, Father God, that they will accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior on today, Father God, so that you can give them, Father God, not only self-confidence, Father God, but you can give them God-offense, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I thank you on today. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for being so special to us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for us, Lord God. Thank you for every door that you have opened for us, Father God. And thank you for the doors that you have closed too, Father God. Because some of us about to walk through some doors, Father God, that were not meant for us, Father God. It had danger on the other side. It had harm on the other side. It had hurtful situations on the other side. So thank you for closing every door, Father God, that was not meant for us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And not just pray and ask you, Father God. Allow us to follow you, Father God, in all things, Father God. Help us to follow your steps. Help us to follow your leadership, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And even sometimes following you, yes, it can be a long suffering season, Father God. We can suffer in some seasons, Father God, but help us to still not veer off, Father God. Help us to stay, Father God, right behind you, Father God. Help us not to try to get ahead of you, Father God, or get on the side of you, Father God, but help us to be the passenger that we should be, Father God, as you're the driver of our souls, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you, God. Thank you, Father God, for another chance, another day, another opportunity, not only to be able to pray to you, but to be able to pray on behalf of your people and into the hearing of your people, God. And I pray that this prayer has been impactful for someone, Father God. I pray that this prayer has been encouraging to someone, Father God, uplifting to someone, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray that someone will repent and receive you as their Lord and Savior, Father God, on today, Father God. For we don't know the next minute, the next second, the next breath, Father God. It's not promised to us, Father God. We take it for granted as if it is promised, Father God. But the next breath is not promised to us, Father God. So allow us not to keep putting off, Father God, doing stuff, Father God. Allow us to do it now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. For we don't know when you're going to crack the sky, Lord God. We don't know when Jesus is coming back, Lord God. But we see the signs of the time, oh God. And we know that he is on his way back. And he's on his way back even closer today than he was on yesterday, Father God. So help us to get our houses in order, Father God. So when he does crack the sky open, Lord God, and if we're still here, Father God, we'll be caught up to meet him, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We don't want to be left behind, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We don't want to be on the outside trying to get in, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So help us to do the right thing on today, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you. And Lord, I praise you. And Lord, I honor you. And Lord, I glorify you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray you. Amen, amen, and amen. Oh, sorry. God bless you. Thank you for joining Shawnee's prayer on today. I pray that something was said to encourage you on today, to uplift you on today, to inspire you on today. And I don't take it for granted when you guys sign on to join Shawnee's prayer. I appreciate you coming on to hear what thus saith the Lord. So God bless you, God bless you, and God bless you.